Duffy's The Regatta is a painting that's a little over 2 feet wide and almost as tall. As the title suggests, the main subject is a regatta. The water makes up the largest portion of the image, the horizon line where the rich blues of the sea meet the more subdued gray and lavender blues of the sky is nearly at the top of the canvas. The water is made up of patches of various shades of blue, ranging from a deep navy blue, like a night sky, to a lighter, brighter shade infused with turquoise. Dotting the water are sailboats of various shapes and sizes, identified primarily by the trademark triangular shape of their sails, rendered in red, yellow, and white. There's very little detail in the image. Most of the figures and objects are identifiable from their essential forms. In the middle of the water, closer to the shore, and thus lower on the canvas, we see two long, skinny boats called shells, with several rowers in them, their paddles jutting out into the water on both sides. The scene is also dotted with the trademark tricolor of the French and Dutch flags. In the foreground, we see people either sitting and spectating or walking towards the action. As a result, most are facing away from us. They're dressed in the fashionable styles of the middle class of the early 1900s. Men are in suits and flat straw boater hats, while ladies wear long skirts. One woman in a long swimming costume approaches from the bottom right. The overall emphasis is on color rather than precision. Duffy manipulates the colors to suggest an exuberance and carefree experience of a day spent out on the water, rather than faithful representations of outlines and details.